Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in chapter 22, talking to yourself about other people. Many of your thoughts are about other people you know well, and people who are strangers to you, but who might affect your life in various ways. Your people you're related to and people you're friends with, people you find easy to deal with and people you find challenging, people you respect and like and people you're upset with, people who are helpful to you and people you wish to help, people you interact with frequently and people you meet just once. The way you view people determines how you're going to get along with those people. The Torah states in Vayikra 19:18, Leviticus, love other people as yourself. Also, the sages teach us in Pirkei Avos, chapter 4, Mishnah 1, who is an honorable person? Someone who honors and respects others. When you love and respect someone, you think about them in positive ways. Your self-talk is about that person's good qualities. You think about what you can learn from that person, and this is the definition of a wise person. As the sages say, who is wise? Someone who learns from everyone. When you associate people with their positive qualities and you have positive thoughts and feelings about them, you speak to them more positively. You also act toward them with greater kindness and compassion. Yes, we need to be aware of the totality of people in order to protect ourselves and others, but our major focus should be on what's good and what's right and what's admirable about others. Be strongly resolved to keep your mind focused on the virtues and positive qualities of other people. If your mind happens to think unnecessarily about what's wrong with other people, change your thoughts to what's good and what's right about them. Your thoughts about another person create a powerful energy. One of my favorite verses is from Mishlei, Proverbs 27:19. As in water, face to face, so too is the heart of one person to another. When you think positive thoughts about another person, that person will tend to feel positively about you also. The deeper and more profound your thoughts and feelings of unconditional love, the more likely it is that this person will reciprocate. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, founder of the Musar movement, he said about himself that he went through three stages when it came to thinking about other people. He said like this, when I first started studying the ethical writings about character traits, I judged myself favorably and I found fault with other people. After I studied more, I also found fault with myself. And after I studied even more, I judged other people favorably and I found fault only with myself. The Chazon Ish wrote, a person who realizes and reaches an elevated level of loving humanity will be concerned only that he doesn't harm or slight others. He'll be ready in advance to accept any insults or slights from others. He knows that most people have not perfected their character traits and should not be blamed. An elevated person will work on mastering two opposite approaches. He will try to find all his own faults in order to correct them, but at the very same time will overlook the faults of others, even if they're very noticeable. Such a person will not have to work on controlling himself not to get angry or to feel distress from someone's insults. He's so elevated that such things will not affect him. Is it forbidden to tell someone the truth? The Chazon Ish was asked by someone who had a tendency to constantly point out faults to other people. It's definitely forbidden, the Chazon Ish replied. Except for special situations when it's forbidden to remain silent, we should not criticize others for their personality and mannerisms if they do not ask us for our opinion, and if we do not think that the person will actually do something to improve. Even when we feel the person will try to improve, we must be very careful not to tell him more than he will be able to accept and apply. So, other people, we have the challenge of dealing with other people. Now, there's a statement in Avos Terav Nosson, chapter 23, who is a mighty person? The one who makes an enemy into a friend. When you think, speak, and act towards a likely adversary as a friend, you are more likely to transform the way this person thinks, feels, speaks, and acts towards you. This process begins in your mind with your self-conversations about other people. Your positive self-conversations toward this person will make it more likely this person will also have more positive self-conversations about you. Someone who applies this has the immediate benefits of inner peace, harmony, and unconditional happiness. This reward is a guarantee of a joyful life.